12 minutes of play left in this one, the opener of the 2017 football season. Wimberley leading it 35-6 over Lavernia. Chadwick, the quarterback, and flags prior to the snap. This is going to be a false start on Lavernia. They're going to back them up to the 8-yard line. And the Bears have to be thinking that they are big-time snake bit here tonight. They get it to the half-yard line. Two plays later, they're at the 8-yard line. Second down and goal. Cortez in the backfield with Chadwick. He's going to get the handoff up the middle to the 5. He's really popped hard right there at the 5. That's as far as he got, and now it's going to be 3rd and goal. You got to believe Lavernia's in 4 down territory here, though, trailing by 29 points.
Oh, yeah, no doubt whatsoever. And like you said, he took a lick right there got to the 5-yard line, stopped him dead cold in his track right there. I couldn't tell what Wimberley Texan it was, but whoever it was really brought the boom on that one.
Chadwick now trying to set up a screen. He throws it in the end zone. Picked off at the goal line. It's Martinez. Right side to the 20, to the 30. Gavin to the 40. High step to the 50. And out of bounds at the Lavernia 40-yard line.
I believe that's number 3 on the day for Gavin Martinez.
Late flag on the play. Not sure what that call is going to be all about. Gavin was excited. I know that. We asked for a goal line stand, Jared. That's exactly what we got.
Yeah, we've got 2 in a row right there and 2 interceptions by Martinez on both of them as they Lavernia just kind of squandered away 2 opportunities right there close to the goal line. Penalties took them back and just threw the ball up right there, and Gavin Martinez just takes it takes it almost back.
And they're going to back it up. They're going to call an unsportsmanlike conduct on Gavin. He was just being excited. All of those post-play unsportsmanlike calls, 90% of them I don't like one bit, and that one certainly I felt like was unwarranted. At any rate, they're going to back Wimberley up to their own 45-yard line now.
Yeah, what people have to understand is this is it's a football game.
It's a game.
Consisting of 15, 16, 17-year-old kids.
That's right.
And if a young man who takes his 3rd interception gets a little bit excited about it as he's kind of coming down the sidelines.
Hey, come on.
I can understand it in certain senses, but in that one, I didn't see anything that Gavin did that would have been anything warranted to throw a flag. Unfortunately, I hate to say this, but in a 35-6 ball game, that's when you swallow.
You just let that one go. Well, and plus, these coaches coach these players to have fun. And now you're kind of legislating that out when you throw a flag on that. At any rate, Wimberley has the ball, 45-yard line, and they are able to keep the Bears out of the end zone after Lavernia had hit the big pass play down to the half-yard line.
I think our essential oil has started to wear off on me as I'm...
Thank you. Are you getting bit again?
They're landing on me. Let's put it that way.
How about that? Kipras to the right of Weeks now. He will get the handoff. Moving left, trying to get outside. Cuts it back inside now and picks up a couple of yards. It'll be 2nd down and 8.
Yeah, I don't know what our running stats are, but I know they haven't been huge.
Great.
as JoJo has really kind of taken it and really went off on the passing game so far. I would be curious to see what his stats are, other than obviously we know he has 5 total touchdowns.
Right.
Should be a interesting stat line for 16 tonight.
Boy, no doubt. 2nd down now and 9. They gave Kipras 1 yard on that play. He's going to get it again. Up the middle looking for running room, and he is stopped right at the line of scrimmage, so it'll be 3rd down and 9.
Yeah, and this is just one of those situations, 10 minutes left on the clock. You're trying to, just make sure that the time continues to tick up there. You're not in this ball game, first game of the year, to really destroy anybody in the sense that it is 35-6. The game seems to be kind of under wraps right now. Lavernia has fought and had some opportunities here. Really, this game could be 21-35 really quickly, but Texans have stepped up on 2 goal line stands like you were talking about.
Third down and nine now. Weeks back to throw. Looking over the middle. Throws it over the middle. Caught by Gavin Martinez. Down to the 32-yard line. First down and more. Boy, that's a good-looking play, Jared. We've seen that two or three times here tonight.
Yeah, and they've practiced that. I can't tell you how many times. I would imagine that him and Gavin have done that for years and years and years now. It seems JoJo's been a quarterback for 3 years. Sophomore got hurt, unfortunately. One player that the Texans did lose this year was Davin Masur, and it's a role that Davin played his sophomore year to come in and really have an unbelievable year, and JoJo had an opportunity to watch him and really grow, and he's playing some college football now at Southwestern and Georgetown, so we wish him the best of luck.
How about that? Handoff up the middle to Kipras, and he gets it back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. Second down and 10. The Pirates, Southwestern Pirates, they just started their program, I think, a year or two ago. Clock rolls inside of 9 minutes remaining in the ball game. Stay with us. We'll have a little post-game show for you and recap this one. And we can probably already start looking forward to next Friday night and the home opener against Giddings.
Yeah, that's going to be a battle. Giddings is a battle every year. We talked about it earlier. It's going to be a game.
Second down and 10. Weeks has a receiver, and he overshot him. He had Stover at about the 5-yard line and a little too strong on the pass play, and complete third down and 10.
Stover kind of got held a little bit up as he came out of his turn and on the corner route right there and just couldn't quite keep up with it. We are back live, by the way, here on Twitter for the
all right,
for this drive. See if we can't put a touchdown on Twitter for us right here on Wimberly Radio, or I guess at Wimberly Radio.
Kent Kenyon is now in the game as a receiver on the left side. First time we've mentioned his name tonight. Weeks looking at right, screen left. Carruthers, he's got blockers. 25, cuts inside to the 20, and down to the 13-yard line is Moss Carruthers. They're going to spot it at the 12. First down, Wimberly. And that is the play that we've seen work so well for the last 8 years. And that's, roll right, yeah. Screen left.
And that's right. We saw it a couple times earlier attempted. Moss couldn't bring them down. I think we've seen two now. And finally, that third time's a charm, I guess. And they come down with a big play, big gain by Moss Carruthers right there. Good job by JoJo sucking that defense in.
Weeks now will turn and give it to Carruthers again. Looking for running room. Cuts it outside and did all of that on his own to get down to the 7-yard line. That's a pickup of four. It'll be second down and 6. They can get the first down without scoring a touchdown, but just barely. They have to get it inside the 1-yard line to get the first down, but it can be done. Clock continues to run with 7:25 left to play, and really trailing it by 29 points. You got to believe that Chris Tabor, the coach of Lavernia, wants the clock to run as well. Weeks turns, gives it. Kipras to the 5, powers forward. Did he get in? Nope, they're going to mark him down inside the 1.
There's your first down.
There's the first down. Poor guy. I thought he had a touchdown easily on that, but they spot it down inside the 1.
It looks like about the 2-inch line.
And I got a feeling Kipras is going to get this game again, get this ball again here, Jared. He's kind of raising his hands up and said, man, I fell in the end zone. What does it take to get a touchdown?
My waist was in the end zone. The ball's above my waist.
Goodness.
How would we not have a touchdown?
Well, he's going to get it here. I got a feeling. You got to feed him. Got to feed him the ball here. Weeks, shotgun. Kipras. Nope. Weeks kept it himself. Reached for the goal line, and he did not get in. It'll be second down and goal now from the 3-inch line.
And I got to tell you, buddy, hands that ball to Kipras, and he walks in.
Yeah, I thought he had. It was a good fake. I thought Kipras had it. I think he's going to get it this time. Second down and goal from the half-yard line. And now the clock will roll inside of 6 minutes. Weeks very methodically letting that play clock and the run down in under 10 seconds. Kipras will get this one, and he'll get the touchdown. powers his way forward. Running touchdown, Guy Kiperas. Texans lead it 41-6.
Yeah, and as we see, we look down, the WHS flags running down in front of us again. It's a sight we've seen many, many, many times tonight. We look forward to seeing it many times in the future. But like you said here, as the Texans take the lead 41-6, Cole trying to add on the extra point right here. Wimberly, we said earlier, was going to score some points, and they have not failed us in that sense. 41, about to be 42, hopefully, if I don't jinx him, I guess.
Stover with the hole. It's down, and the extra point is up and good. 5:45 remaining. Wimberly 42, Lavernia 6. You're listening to Wimberly Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberly and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Nick Coles now. Coles with the kickoff for the Texans, who lead it 42-6 over Lavernia. Here's the kickoff. It will be taken by Barnhart at the 7-yard line to the 15-20. Gets a good block. Maneuvers past the 25 and driven out of bounds at the 28-yard line. And that is where Lavernia will take over first down and 10 with 5:39 remaining in the ballgame.
Texans have done a good job tonight, as again we talked about in the beginning. That first series, we kind of looked at it and think, okay, what's the defense going to do? And it's been pretty much a one-sided event ever since we kind of second-guessed them a little bit, I guess, which was a mistake. But, man, what a display so far by the Wimberly Texans in this first game against the Lavernia Bears, who, again, have had many opportunities tonight to put some points up on the board, just to come up empty after some big defensive plays.
Well, Texans have scored 42 unanswered. I mean, Lavernia led it 6-0. Texans have since scored 6 touchdowns. Here's Chadwick rolling left. He's got a man deep, throws it up, and it's going to be knocked away at the last minute by the defensive back. That looked like Seth Hooper knocking it away deep. Incomplete. So it'll be second down and 10. Stops the clock at 5:32 remaining. Going to spot it at the 30-yard line again, of course. Chadwick trying to hit his receiver, Zach Scott. He's got Mendoza in the backfield with him to his right, and Mendoza fakes the handoff. Chadwick avoids a tackler, but is then swarmed under in the backfield for a loss of 2 back to the 27-yard line. It'll be third down and 12 now. Chadwick so frustrated.
Yeah, that's a play. The Texan breaks through the line right there and just kind of holds him up, and then the cavalry, we'll call it, comes in and just cleans house right there. 6 Texans just really take him to the ground, whistle blown, but again, it's a situation where the wheels were in motion. That young man was going to the ground.
And whenever they review film, the Lavernia offensive line is not going to like what they see. Here's Chadwick trying to go deep again, this time to Barnhart. Overshoots him, though. Incomplete deep in the secondary. And it'll be fourth down. Lavernia will punt the football now. Fourth down and 16. It'll be Scott now deep to punt the football for Lavernia. Stover is in to return the punt. And I'm going to make a prediction here, Jared. At some point very soon, the Texans are going to break a punt return. Maybe not tonight, but, boy, they have some dangerous punt returners in Stover and Gavin Martinez. It's only a matter of time before they break one.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. And this is a good high punt. It's going to be a fair catch called for by Stover. Drops the ball.
He dropped it but picked it up immediately. It's still on the ground.
And he's still running. Ends up gaining about 2 or 3 yards after really what ends up being a pretty much a blown play as he kind of up, head bobbing around, trying to figure out. That wasn't very smart of me, was it?
Yeah, Stover was popped after he bobbled it, of course. Of course, the punt team is going full speed down the field, and then that ball gets loose, and it's all chaos from that point. They're going to mark it down at the Wimberley 46-yard line. 4:38 remaining. 42-6, Wimberley. Texans now have some backups in the ball game. We're going to get a new quarterback. I don't have a number 4 on my roster. Turns and gives the ball up the middle. Left tackle to the 50, to the 45-40, and down to the 37-yard line. That's Terrence Ramsey. Nice running by Terrence as he gets the first down to the Lavernia 37-yard line.
Man, that was shows good explosiveness getting through the middle of the line right there and kind of creates some separation and makes it all the way back to the left defensive back before he takes him down for a first down.
I'm not sure if this is Cooper McCollum, the quarterback, or?
It is Cooper.
Or not. Okay, Cooper.
I believe it is Cooper.
I got him as number 7 on my roster, so I'll put down number 4. I'm going to need a fresh roster before next week. Get on that, Jerry. Here's McCollum now. Good running to the 30. Look out to the 20. Left sideline, pushed out of bounds, way down at the 5-yard line is Cooper McCollum. Wow. Showed a lot of quickness. He faked the handoff. Texans haven't missed a beat putting their backups in on offense here. Faked the handoff to Ramsey and took it himself. Great blocking up front, too. We would be remiss if we didn't talk about the Texans' offensive line here tonight, Jared. They've done a great job. McCollum now. Shotgun, and whistles are blowing, and Lavernia will take a timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score, 42 for Wimberley, 6 for Lavernia. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Back at Bear Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Cooper McCollum in at quarterback for Wimberley, leading it 42-6 over Lavernia. A turn in the give. I think that's Kipperus again up the middle. And he's going to be brought down. No, that's actually Aaron Arroyo on the carry. Down to the 3-yard line. And it'll be second down now and goal for the Texans from the 3. McCollum looking at the play on his arm, the play chart. Kipperus to his right, Arroyo to his left. It's going to be Kipperus up the middle, and he is able to stretch forward. Touchdown. Guy Kipperus with his second touchdown of the night. No, check that. That is James Onion on the carry, number 33, not number 32. So James Onion gets in the end zone, and Texans lead it 48-6. Nice to see the young guys getting some playing time here tonight.
Yeah, you know, that's a That's a play that young man's going to remember for a long time. First touchdown he gets in here on a varsity uniform, and he gets out there and stretches it in. So a big play and another more points on the board as the Wimberley Texans take.
Coles with the extra point now.
49,
and
goodness.
And it's 49 for Wimberley and 6 for Lavernia. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. With board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Minutes and 2 seconds left to play in the ball game as Coles kicks things off. Barnhart has it, and he gets to the 25-yard line, and he is brought down at about the 26, and that's where Lavernia will take over with 2:54 remaining. Texans will win this one as they lead it 49-6 over the Bears tonight. It's cooled off a little bit here tonight, Jared, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm still swatting mosquitoes, Mike.
I'm trying to
become the mosquito killer number one in Lavernia, Texas right now. They may put a wanted poster up for me, as many as I've killed.
Walker Ring now in the game at quarterback for Lavernia. He will turn and give it to Mendoza. Good running, 35-40. Look out, right down the middle. And Mendoza is able to take it all the way down to the Wimberley 42-yard line. First and 10 for Lavernia. Nice run. I've been watching Mendoza tonight, Jared. I got a feeling I think he's their best running back.
Yeah, he's had some success, there's no doubt.
Need to give him the ball a little more. Ring now, they're going to give it to him again. Why not? Steps off to the 35, 30, spins forward, first down to the 27-yard line.
Now he's taking it right back up the middle. We got a quarterback change as well. Looks like is number 4 the quarterback now? Am I right?
Yes.
He
Walker
is.
Ring, number 8.
Oh, number 8. I'm sorry. Yes.
Texans have some backups on their defensive side of the ball. Backups on both sides. Fumbled exchange, but Mendoza is able to cover it at the 31-yard line. It'll be second down now. Loss of 1. Second down and 11. Clock is at 1:48 left to play. You know the Bears want to stick it in the end zone if at all possible.
Yeah, they're wanting to end it with a little bit of positive momentum, obviously. And two, they, kind of save face. It's an opener here at home. And a lot of pride.
Give up the middle down close to the 25-yard line is a running back, Braxton Berent, his first carry of the night. They're going to spot it at the Wimberley 26-yard line where it'll be third down and 9. Clock is at 1:15 now. Lavernia with 2 timeouts remaining, should they choose to use them.
I believe it's something with the last minute of the halves is something with the bugs in here, man.
Is that it?
If you could see yourself right now, I count about 9 of them sitting on you.
That's great.
They're just
probably on my head. Barnhart with the carry for about 3 yards. It'll be fourth down and 5. Yeah, they're just sucking the blood right out of me.
That's right. Luckily, I'm a large man, and I've got enough that they could probably have a little bit of it, but... Of course, my wife's probably out there thinking that is disgusting right now.
Your wife is wondering why you had her essential oils packed.
Oh, no,
that's mine.
That's mine.
That's yours.
That stays in my truck.
Oh, Jared, that's worse.
Yes, it is. It is. I could have gone a different way with that.
Yeah. Ring now is going to roll left and throw it out left. Left side, caught at the 20. Out of bounds at the 14-yard line is the receiver, Garrett Landon. 19 seconds remaining. 2 timeouts now for Lavernia.
Yeah, gave enough for the first down right there.
They're going to spot it at the 14-yard line of Wimberley. Let's see if the Texans can hold them out here. Ring will turn, gives it up the middle. It's Mendoza down to the five, still on his feet. Brought down short of the goal line there to the two-yard line. Clock continues to run. They're not going to call a timeout.
Five seconds left.
Why in the world is Laverty not calling a timeout? They're not going to get it off. Nope, they called the timeout. We'll see how much time they put back on the clock. The official called the timeout, but there's no time on the clock.
Looked like maybe 1 to 2 seconds left.
They're going to put three on.
I think that's just an average that they use. They use three in the first half.
I guess. The ball is at the Wimberly two-yard line. And I got news for you. They're going to give this to Mendoza. That's my prediction.
Yeah,
and
no
so
doubt.
If I'm the defensive coaches for Wimberly, I'm saying, hey, they're going to probably give it to 30. Watch out. He's in the game now. Ring the quarterback. He also has Garrett Landon in the backfield as well. Let's see if the Texans can hold on here. Last play of the ball game. Mendoza is to the left of the quarterback ring. Takes the snap, gives it to Mendoza, who steps into the end zone for a touchdown as the time runs out here. They'll probably let them kick the extra point here, Jared.
Yeah, they're definitely going to let them kick the extra point, but
Mendoza, a two-yard run. That's going to not go over well with Doug Warren giving up that thing that late, you think?
No, I can't imagine that it, you know, but from the standpoint of a game, you got to look. Your defense played unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
49-12. Your offense stepped up with some unbelievable deep plays tonight. JoJo really aggressive and really accurate with his deep throws and deep balls that we saw today. You know, just an overall great team win by the Texans tonight as they missed the extra point for the second time, and it's 49-13.
49-13, he made it because it was 49-6.
Oh, he did make it.
Yeah, Beltran made that one.
Oh,
49-13 is our final as the two teams meet at midfield to shake hands. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with our postgame show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberly Texans football on the Sun Radio Sport Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding hill country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
By Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open-heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org.